Frustration.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Jan Beto from Local Splash. I'm looking to speak with the person who's in charge of your online presence for MOD. Are you one of the business owners by chance?
I am, yes, sir.
Okay, great, thank you. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Nick Grovia.
Nick, okay, nice to meet you, Nick. So yeah, Nick, the reason for my phone call is that we are a data service provider to Google. So we wanted to talk to you about your services appearing on Google's first page for those people who actually need it and they're searching online to someone to actually do those jobs, but they just don't have any idea who to call, so they're just performing some keyword searches. Now, our goal is to make sure that you would pop up as a recommended option for these people who actually need them. I'm sure you're familiar of Google's map section, though, right? The one with the red dots.
I'm very familiar with Google. They have basically banned me from their platform since the opening of my company in 2020. For no apparent reason either. They just basically said that I violated community standards and I had a company set everything up for me on my Google landing page. And we had felt that we identified the issue because we provide a service and we go to customers. When we opened the company, we didn't have a brick and mortar location. It was just a residential address. So when that address got put in, under their guidelines, you can't have an address, like a residential address. So we corrected that, reapplied, and then we did the Google landing, and it came back on for about 2 weeks, and then boom, we violated community standards again.
And for the same issue?
No, they didn't tell us why. And then I hired another company, third company, to come in, look at everything, fix it, and they were able to fix it. And then we were on for 2 weeks, and boom, we violated community standards again. At that point, I gave up. And then I tried one more time with another company that guaranteed they could get it handled, and they said that they would not charge me anything until they got it handled. And about 3 months in, they called me up and they said, "We've never run into anything like this. We're not quite sure how to handle it. We're sorry, we tried our best." So I have basically, A, I'm not really happy with Google, and B, I've had to advertise in every other market to get myself to rank and go around Google, which I've successfully done at a cost. When I get phone calls from people that say, you know, that I have a large internet presence. I advertise on a lot of the home sites like Angie's, Yelp, Thumbtack, those types of things, and a lot of social media. So I haven't had the ability to use Google. When I did, maybe we had it for a couple months when we first started it, and I'm getting a lot of traffic from it.
Okay.
Google, yeah, I'd be lying if I told you, like, you know, everyone who's tried, I've tried four different companies that are all Google partners, and no one's been able to get me back on.
Okay, well, first off, I'm terribly sorry that you kept trying. Obviously, you see value being listed online, especially on Google. It's just that it's not really working out for you, and you had to pay four different companies to do that.
Understand, because they have me on Facebook, they have me on Instagram, which are all those are owned by Google, right? We have every license, every credential, every insurance. We're a legitimate business following the law. I just don't I have my theories as to why, but
The thing is, most of these things, right, if you're having some difficulties with your verification for Google, it's mostly something small. So I'm not sure what's really causing it right now.
We thought that. We did all the verifications. We did videos. We submitted licensing. We submitted insurances. I mean, we submitted... I don't think you could have submitted any more than we've submitted, and personally think that they're shadow banning our company.
Okay, well, here's what I can do, right? Because we actually have a lot of these things come into our plate most of the time, and like you said, there are a lot of cases wherein it's usually something small, probably something that was overlooked. So what I wanted to do here is at least, let me see if we could help you out here, get you qualified, and then if everything works out, if we find the issue right, would you at least be willing to move forward with a service like ours if we could help you fix that issue, but at the same time, get you on that first page position so that people could actually gain your services? Would you be open to that?
I would be open to it, just depending on what the costs are, because I've had to put all my marketing eggs into other baskets, which they give me a pretty significant amount of work. I would like to be on Google. I would like to rank on Google, and I just signed up for the Bing. Bing just started their landing pages, which. I know Bing's a lot smaller, but they're growing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's start off with a few things, shall we? Like, for example, if we could fix all of these, right? How far would you be willing to travel for a new client, for example?
Well, because I'm in L.A., and because the traffic seems to get worse and worse every day.
Yeah.
Just an 8-mile drive could take you 45 minutes. So, keep it at 15 miles radius.
Okay.
Which is, probably 8 million or 5 million people. So it's a large area.
Yeah, it is. Okay. And are these going to be mostly residential folks, or would you be open to commercial work too?
I'm open to commercial, but when I started the company, I had a commercial and residential mixed background, but because I went to these home sites, we've kind of just honed our skills on the residential side, but I'm definitely open to light commercial. I'll do any commercial, really. We're a company that deals and helps business owners and homeowners when they have an insurance claim.
Okay.
So we do damage restoration, water damage, fire, flood, earthquake, vehicle into building, anything that would be a catastrophic, unplanned event that damaged your building, that's where our specialty lies.
Gotcha. Yeah, actually, I'm actually well aware of that already, which is why we wanted to talk to you about this, because personally, I think you guys would actually be a good fit. It's just that, it didn't really happen for you the past few times you had worked with a few other companies, but we'll take care of that for you. But currently, Nick, how long or how old is your business up and running?
Well, I started the company in 2017, but we didn't really, I was running it kind of by myself for the first several years, doing a lot of consulting and helping other companies. Masters of Disasters, Inc., I believe that was actually formed in, I believe it was formed in November of 2018.
2018, okay.
Okay,
cool.
So technically, that's how old it is, but, you know, we changed, we kind of, as we made money, we invested in other equipment and moved more into full service restoration from, you know, the mitigation to the build-up.
Right. And since Google didn't work out for you, I see that you have some business listings from Home Advisor and Yelp, I believe. Are you still getting leads from them? How's that working for you?
Yeah, I have them all on pause right now. Well, it's worked fine. I mean, you know, luckily, the other part of the recipe is you got to be able to sell the job. So, fortunately, I come from a sales background, and
right.
In addition to building, so
okay,
I usually get the, you know, if a job is presented to me, if I can get in front of it, I can get it.
Okay, perfect. Well, I think I have everything that I need to know on how your service works and your experience with several other platforms, so I'm confident that we can get you the results, but first things first, we'll need to figure out what's really causing the issue to reoccur. Now, John, he's my regional pricing director on the California area, so I think he has some insights about this, but primarily we want to make sure that this would actually be a good fit for you, too. Especially
what company
price-wise.
Are you said local splash or local?
Local splash. That's the name of our company.
Is that one? I've seen that one somewhere. Where are you? Is that national or is that like Southern California? Where is that?
Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley actually, just 15 minutes away from Disneyland. Yeah. So I think you won't have any problems with this. Regional pricing director, he'll help us out here, and like I said, he has some insights with the current issue, and then we'll just simply go from there, because I think you're going to love how this would work out for you, especially if we are able to fix this primarily. Let me go ahead and grab John here real quick.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. Am I speaking with Nick?
Yes, sir.